Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
How are you doing today? That's all I really want to say. But then again, I need to convey.
Thank you for listening. Just having a little fun, you know. Yes, I really want to get to know you. I really.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Hi, this is, I wanted to tell you about the song, I Really Want to Get to Know You. So I'm going reminiscing in the past, but I do this periodically, because this is my legacy. Legacy means, what's in my past, what I've done, what I released the last, particularly the last 10 years. And, you know, this is going to always be my legacy. So, Dove Knight. I went into, experimenting and enjoying music as a musician, especially as a singer, but writing songs and paying my money out of my pocket for it, which is part of not only making the song, but owning the song. Pop music, I've always been a pop singer. I love to make pop music. In fact, my first song that I recorded, and I sang in front of people, singing pop music, so not just rock. And it was a joy to do so. Again, it was part of the experimentation. So I love to make pop music. Like, I did, around this time I did, a release, four singles, or no, actually three. I won, I'm Over You. So this single was actually not intended to be made. I was actually going to do a cover of Fool in the Rainbow. Zeppelin. I was also thinking about doing covers of Elton John. It could have been Michael Jackson. It could have been, pop songs, because my stance at the time was I wanted to do something totally different. I tried to experiment with my music because for me, I love variety and making music. See, I'm not just a singer. I make the music. So I love a variety of music. So when I started off making music, that means songwriting, being involved in the producing, I was a rock and roller. I was in rock and roll But as I got older, I realized I had to write pop music. And, you know, the other reason is because being an aspiring singer-songwriter, I had to write about stuff that I fit, that not only fit me and was more comfortable and trying to, you know, that was authentic, but also, you know, get more chances for me in an industry because pop music is so popular, one of the most popular forms of music. It's probably the most popular as far as what people like to listen to or buy or whatever, rock, country, et cetera. You know, it's really where it is. And I made a decision a long time ago not to make myself into one dimensional type artist, just write rock music, that's it. I felt that it would make my chances to go into the industry, to get a chance at making a living, to be successful in Hollywood, in the industry as a singer-songwriter, my chances would be limited just to rock, and I think that would limit me. Especially, actually, when I got all those rejections and I wasn't getting, you know, I think that writing pop music, it wasn't just a commercial point of view. It was really more for a personal point of view. So a personal point of view is I have to write something that I like, and I have to write something that is really me. But it's really me, you know. So when I went in the studio, I was going to do Fool in the Rain, or I was going to do Elton John, or I was going to do something. And, you know, I wasn't going to write. I was just going to sing. And then somebody else who wrote with me suggested that, okay, if you write another one, you might, you know, be more, you know, something different. Or if you want to sing, and I sing, or make a song like, you know, Fool in the Rain with like Robert Plant, my voice is going to be comparable to his. And I thought, God, Robert Plant has such a great voice. I don't want to be compared to a legend in the terms of, because I'm an unknown artist. I'm an indie artist. Indie artist can't be compared to someone's legendary or who's so successful. Or Elton John, it's like, or Michael Jackson, like, you know what? Let me, you know, so I changed my mind. You know, I will do covers. In fact, if I get the chance, I will definitely do it. But I can sing covers, yes. But I was like, okay. And since I went into the studio, I always write, be involved in the songwriting, not just sing it, but producing. You know, come up with ideas about how the song is, and with another person, or because it's part of the, you know, just singing it and playing it. It's just, you know, that's that on the radio, which you hear on the radio. But it's like the idea of what instruments is going to be used, what is it going to sound like, how is I'm going to sing it, what words I'm going to sing, where it's going to go. All those things came about. So since it was unexpected, I really want to get to know you unexpectedly. I did not intend to write this song. And I just started talking. You know, we started doing the same thing. I wrote a bunch of lyrics, then we wrote something, and then we tossed it out. Came up with an idea, we tossed it out, and then part of it is I start talking. And there we go. And I like doing it because I do, you know, but I do podcasts. I love to talk. So I talk and I sing. So there you go. I really want to get to know you. I'm not taking full credit for this song as a songwriter, producing. It was another person who was involved. I have to be authentic and honest, but I am part of the songwriting. There are songs on my album, like I wrote by myself, but I was involved in lyrics, the producing, the music, everything. I mean, you know, I have a, you know, when I started off, I was like, you know, go along with the flow, come up with ideas. And usually it comes from just spontaneous situation. It helps me be more spontaneous, especially if I'm working with someone else. I had to keep my eyes open because sometimes I could see something that I'm not aware of and they recognize it and it must be a good idea. So bringing ideas to the table with another person makes the whole song go much better, you know. But being, you know, like I do love you. I just play the piano. That was spontaneous. Just, I learned that a long time ago to make a song just on the spot and just unexpectedly. Because I sang unexpectedly in clubs and stuff several times. There were times where I did shows, I remember, where we expected to sing something or play something. And something happened, and then we just played something unexpected, and it was perfect. So that's what it is. I really want to get to know you. It's for you. Yes, you know, being a singer, my voice is so important. I think that it's just a raw demo. It's just for, you know, it's about, you know, what for what it is, you know, because I love to write love songs. So sing love songs about wanting to be with somebody. So that's what I'm about, you know, experimenting. And it was a great experimentation. One thing I learned about music and being an artist is to be, try something new with music and to keep an open mind and not always do the same thing. Because I get bored doing the same thing over, with the exception of performing it. Performing it would be good. I could sing it all the time, but when you make something, you know, you have to experiment and try something new because it keeps my creative focus and the energy that I have creatively more of a possibility. And being a creative artist, that part of me is so essential to me being happy. It comes from the heart, you know. The other side of me, the intellectual side, is always there. But both go hand in hand. So I hope you like it. It's the process of trying to make a dream come true. It's my art. And I hope you like it. And in whatever art you have, if you're an artist, and you want to make your dreams come true, go for it. Good day, good night from Dove Nights.